Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what you are to this station?
One of the 10 to 2 guys.
That's underselling it. That's underselling it.
That's what I am.
You're the emotional leader of this station. You're the emotional leader of this station. And so what a perfect
Why
time.
Did I get warm? But well, go ahead. Well, I felt like I
did
had
you get warm? Did you get, yeah.
I got ready to hit somebody.
Like no, that's because you're the emotional leader of the station. That's how you run. That's how you run.
Oh, man.
The other five of us aren't doing mock pregame speeches.
Yeah. Shasky runs hot, too, though.
Shasky runs hot. I can run. Dibs runs hot. Whatever. Like,
92.
Sure. But there you go. There you go. Nobody,
I don't know.
Nobody else gets as emotionally invested into what's happening on our television
you
sets.
Are great.
Talk to me about emotion, because I know what happens on a day like today. We're going to flash forward like expectations.
And I'm trying not to, Will.
Well, but I just want to take some time with our listeners, the 49er fans out there, and talk about and hear about the emotions of today.
That's deep.
What are you feeling?
Sadness, and it really truly is sadness. And also there is the word I'm looking for is not woe is me, Willard, but when Bosa went down, I was close to this feeling for Niner fans and you as possible, but he wasn't the heart and soul. And I'm not dissing Bosa. But you had Fred still to fall back on. So now I'm just scratching my head as to why does this keep happening? But what I saw yesterday and to who it happened to, the great Fred Warner. I sent you the text, yep. 49er Frankie Bonte.
You spot
this
on.
This is sad, Will. This truly is sad. So if you're going to give me the boom, bam, the John Madden X's and O's, okay. And Stani was, today he was Dr. Optimistic. We were role reversal. But just, I don't know how you replace the other things that you spoke so highly on that were bigger than just on the field.
Did everybody else have the same experience that I did starting in the middle of the second quarter of that football game, where even when something good would happen, they took a 10-7 lead, here they go. Like, they were fighting, man. They were fighting. But, you know, the ebb and flow of watching a football game and go to commercial. Every time it went to commercial.
Emotions.
I would sit back on the couch and almost let my head hit the full back of the couch and look up at the ceiling and just take this big, long exhale. And my kids are looking at me, and they didn't need to know why. Like, they were doing it too. I couldn't stay focused on the game.
That's just a testament to 54.
Right. That didn't happen with Bosa. The Purdy injuries have been weird. We keep finding out about
them. Because we didn't see him thriving.
He hasn't left a game.
Yeah, there you go.
Kittle left a game. And I was like, okay. That didn't look all
that
serious.
Last year, McCaffrey didn't leave, just didn't show.
Right. Yeah. And then Bosa leaves a game, and you're like, all right, but we're in this thing. Uh-oh, there's holding in the end zone. Like, but here comes Mac Jones. Like, that was a fun game. It was the Arizona game. This one, that was the gut punch that I didn't even know that it would be. And I'm trying to figure out if it's because it's the fifth or sixth major injury.
All right.
Or just because it's Fred?
No, I think it's a component of all of them. And Stani, before he left here, he was like basically next man up. But you know I love hard, Willard, and I mean what I'm about to say. From my vantage point and all the Niner fans in my family, die hard, and the ones I know here at the station, And I think Steiny undersold this today. No matter what transpires, my friend, from Niner football in 2025, the fact that Warner won't be a part of it, it will never be the same.
Yep.
It won't hit the same. And that's just putting respect on what he means, what he symbolizes, what he stands for. And Willard, I'd like, how can I come up with anything else? Now, you said it earlier, and you, what if they do a We Believe and run the table? Even then, it's like I'm watching Happy Days without the Fonz in it.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? Or Cheers without Sam Malone.
Well, I'm trying to... Like, what I think happened yesterday is we got a better... Sometimes, right? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Yeah,
that's my one of my dads.
Yeah. Like, we got a good look at to the gravity of Fred Warner. Yes. And I'm looking around the league and thinking, all right, who else would be a comp? Who else... In this league right now, or even in recent history, there's one name that pops to mind real
quick. Does he have to be defense? Because I have
no,
one.
No, no.
Can I go Mahomes that to was, where we all feel like we
that's
lost?
A name, right. That's okay. A name. Yes. Mahomes, Josh Allen. I wonder if Cincinnati felt this way with Burrow. Mm. And you know, it's a different when it's a non-quarterback, though, because I think there's a lot of teams that if they see their quarterback's leg going the wrong way, they know their season is over. Mm. And that's just the way it goes. Joe Burrow, his leg wasn't going the wrong way, but you knew by the time that game was over there was a problem, and Cincinnati has not been able to function since, and their season is over. They're going to be, you know what I mean, they're going to be a dealer at the deadline or whatever. Same for Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, but any other non-quarterbacks of teams that really have something on the line where from an emotional standpoint there's that kind of gravity. Aiden Hutchinson got knocked out last year for the Lions. I don't think it felt like this.
And I love Aiden. It like, didn't hit the same.
This would feel to me, I'm going to make up something that never happened. But like, what if 10, 15 years ago, you are at a Baltimore Ravens game and Ray Lewis's leg goes the wrong
way?
That stadium.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's it. That's it. There's no more concessions. You can't eat. You cannot root the same way. You just
and you play the Taps music for that.
That's how I felt yesterday.
No,
I couldn't focus on the game. You ever been like?
No,
I'm sure I know that you have. You ever been at work when something's going on with your family and then try to focus on Steiny's? Like, so what do you think about Jimmy Butler? Like, good. Like, I can't.
You go black.
I can't do this right now. That's how the game felt for me yesterday. So they lost. And Lucas is in here. We're having a conversation an hour ago about like the X's and O's of the game. And I almost feel like I'm at a deficit.
That's deep,
I'm like,
man.
I don't have access the same way I normally do to the X's and O's of the game. Because the whole screen went fuzzy.
I came in this morning and looked at Steiny. I looked him dead in the eyes. And Evan Willard, I swear I echoed that same statement. Like, man, it's just my bad today. I can't front. Or if I'm human.
Yep.
This is not good. And I asked Steiny, the theme of our show, and I'll ask you real quick here, where do you go from here if you're the Niners?
Well, I mean,
is that what Lucas was saying, the X's and O's?
No. I mean, there's campy ways to answer that where it's like, well, you know, the same thing you say to people when someone actually does die.
Oh,
you know, you do tomorrow, you put one step in front of the other, and you have no choice but to keep going. I don't want to make this sound like that.
No,
this
but,
is football.
But it's sport version of
it's
it.
Football,
I got you.
But I mean, like, yeah, you got to go. You have to find out who's ready to go next week, patch it together, welcome all of America to the number one rated show on television that's coming to your town in 6 days, and you got to find a way to win that football game and try to re-inject your franchise with some life and some hope and some optimism, and that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and I know you're a true diehard, Grandy, all you guys here, and I'll say this because I mean what I'm about to say, but I'm kind of saying what I just said a second ago, Willard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I likened it to Steph Curry when he had the hat injury and they won 15 games. You, all the diehard Warrior fans, it's the name on the front. I get that, and I'm about that. But don't tell me, no matter what transpires the rest of the season, you get that same, what word, satisfaction, because your guy is not a part of it. And I'm not saying the season's over, but that's how big this dude was, and Bosa for that matter. When you lock into Niner football, it's just going to hit different, like Warrior wins. Oh, we won. But if Steph wasn't part of it, and it just, it meet me halfway, people, on that. It just hits different.
Of course
even
it does.
Even the success.
No, like okay, what are some of the other injuries through the years like you remember?
Buster Posey.
There you go.
Like, and he was season,
a season is going one way, and in one instant, you're like, well, that's it.
Rich Gannon, when the Raiders were here in the last, you remember that that last day of the season?
I mean, and I know sometimes it's different because
the Derek Carr, Rich Gannon. Yeah.
I mean, Steph Curry in these playoffs, but he limps off, and you're like, I don't know if he's coming back.
And that was gotcha. You didn't know.
Sometimes it happens to where, like yesterday, like, whoa.
Wow.
Like, in an instant, you got to deal with, well.
Well, Bosa in New York on that turf at MetLife, that we knew it was bad.
That was week two.
Oh, yeah, that was early, yeah.
Week two.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. And again, I'm not saying that the Niner season still can't be a thing. I don't think it can be the thing.
Wow, man.
It can't. Like, what are we talking about here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.